Hello and welcome to Mailbox. As we had promised, today is the day when we announce the winner of Radio Prague's annual Listeners Writing Contest. As every year, we received a great number of interesting and thought-provoking entries. A jury composed of members of all six Radio Prague's language departments carefully read and assessed your answers to the question, which Czech writer or literary work do you like best and why? Two finalists were selected from each of our six language sections, and the most votes went to an entry by Tracy Andreotti from the United States. Congratulations! Tracy wins a one-week holiday for two in Prague, sponsored by Park Hotel Praha, which offers visitors a blend of comfort and history, quality and modern design with an easy reach of the city centre. We at the English section are especially happy that this year the prize goes to one of our listeners. The other English section's finalist is Donald Schumann, whose entry you can read on our website. The complete shortlist is also to be found on our website. Now let's hear the winning entry by Tracy Andreotti from the United States.
I can easily and very clearly remember the excitement that came over me on that otherwise thick and muggy Midwest June day in 2004. Bored and mildly depressed by the string of German writers I'd been reading, I had finally decided to take the advice of Amazon, as they had been repeatedly telling me that I might also like Josef Skvoretsky, as I had previously loved the good soldier Schweik. I drove to my favourite bookstore, where I handed over a crumpled piece of paper onto which I had scribbled down this new, mysterious and unpronounceable name. The clerk scanned her computer. Out of print. Hey, no, wait, currently unavailable. Well, there are a bunch here that I can order for you. Let's see. And just as I was dejectedly reaching for yet another Zebalt, she smiled and announced that they did, in fact, have one. We have The Engineer of Human Souls. Great, I'll take it. I sat down outside for an iced coffee, thinking I'd kill some time by perusing my new purchase. But something much better and completely unexpected happened. I fell in love with Skvoretsky and his alter ego, Danish Smiritsky. Not to be overdramatic, but seriously, my whole life changed with the purchase of that novel. I felt I was there with Danny and his friends, even though I'm not Czech, had never lived there, am not of his generation, never lived under a totalitarian regime, never emigrated. Yet something in his writing put me there. It was different. There was pathos, but also humour, and the trials of everyday life under the backdrop of war. It was both an emotional and an intellectual response. I wanted to stay there, so I needed more. I learned about his publishing house, 68 publishers, and the work that Skvoretsky did with his wife Zdena Salivarová to publish Czech literature during communism, and also to make those writers' works available to the English-speaking market. And I kept reading. I went through all his other novels and stories. I have 20-plus on my bookshelf now. Done with all his translated works, I knew I needed to move on, so I then decided it was time to check out Bohumil Hrabal, then Ivan Klíma and Milan Kundera, Karel Čapek, Ludvík Vaculík and Vladislav Vančura, reading all of their works and loving them all in different ways. The one shelf of Skvoretsky has turned into an entire bookcase filled with Czechs. You might say that I've become a bit obsessed, not to mention that I am now a translator snob. So I branched out, discovering Radio Prague, where I can keep up to date with Czech politics and life. I now own a number of Czech films, thanks again to Skvoretsky and his fascinating account of Czech cinema. I have rediscovered my love of Czech composers, Dvořák in love, and discovered new musical obsessions, Iva Bitová, thanks to a profile on Radio Prague. And a year ago or so, I decided I really needed to finally learn the language, so have been in a weekly class at our local Sokol Center. My language skills are progressing at a truly glacial speed, but I enjoy it nonetheless. My friends call me a Czechophile, and that's a good thing, and it's all because of Josef Škvorecký, my favourite Czech writer.
This year's winning entry in Radio Prague's Listeners' Contest by Tracy Andreotti from Missouri. Many thanks to all of you who took part this year, and congratulations to the runners-up. But that's not the end to competitions on Radio Prague. You can still take part in our monthly quizzes featuring world-renowned personalities with a Czech connection. This month, we would like to know the name of the Czech-born American film director born in 1932, who won two Oscars as Best Director. You have until Wednesday, June the 30th, to send us your answers to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. We will announce the winner a little later this time on Sunday, July the 11th. Next Sunday, you can tune in to a regular edition of Mailbox. Until then, happy listening.